Okay, folks. I have to apologize. The first runner-up is Colombia. Miss Universe 2015 is Philippines.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Our next guest has had quite a month. She was involved in one of the most unique and unusual happenings ever seen on television. It is great to say hello to Miss Universe Pia Alonso-Wurzbach. Pia, welcome to the show.
Hi. That sounds so great to hear. Miss Universe 2015, Pia Alonso-Wurzbach.
Yeah. At first, the world didn't realize that your name would be associated with the title Miss Universe 2015. All right, take us through this. What was the first thing that you thought, what did you think was going on when Steve Harvey said, I have to apologize?
I was surprised, obviously, because, that means that something happened, but I was just waiting for whatever was going to unfold. And then when he announced that I was the winner, I was very excited. I was so happy. I was waiting for that moment for such a long time. I joined Miss Philippines 3 years in a row.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
In the Philippines, beauty pageants are a big deal. It really is, especially Miss Universe. But when I was announced the winner, of course, I was very, very happy. I was so excited.
Pia, when we were watching Miss Universe, okay, Ed and I were texting each other back and forth, and at the end, when Steve Harvey said Colombia, we started texting each other back and forth like, are you kidding me? Philippines didn't win?
We were shocked
because you did so great with all your answers, and I even was texting Ed, and I was like, Philippines has it.
Yeah.
Before, like, you know, when it was top five, I was like, Philippines has it, no doubt. And when they didn't say Philippines at the end, I was floored.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
When this all happened, and when he came out and he made the correction to his announcement, when he corrected his mistake, you were standing next to the other runner-up at the time, Miss USA Olivia Jordan, who we had on the show, a very lovely woman, nice woman. What did she say to you when Steve corrected his mistake?
She leaned in and she said, I think you just won Miss Universe.
That's amazing.
That walk that you had to make. Now, so when you take your walk, you come from out of the wings to center stage, and then Paulina Vega takes the crown off of Miss Colombia and places it on you. That had to be such an amazing feeling, to say the very least.
You know, I couldn't go on, like, full-on celebratory mode because I was concerned for Ariadna as well,
for
Colombia. But I was happy. Of course I wanted to win. And when Paulina put the crown on me, I was just thinking, oh my gosh, I've been trying to imagine this moment for such a long time, and it's actually happening. It's like magic. I thought I was first runner up, but it turns out I was the winner. So, you know, I feel bad that it had to be like that, that Steve Harvey made a mistake, but I understand that it's live television, and mistakes like that can happen, and he apologized for it anyway, so I appreciate that very much, but I'm happy that I won. Yeah, I can't wait to start my year as Miss Universe.
You had a huge section of people rooting for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Mm. Like, every time you came up on stage or someone said Miss Philippines, it was like the place erupted.
That was amazing. It was as if the pageant was taking place in Manila rather than in Las Vegas.
Right.
That had to be such a great feeling to hear that support every time you walked on that stage.
Oh, yeah. It's a great confidence boost, especially when, you know, you're in a competition and you're nervous and you're thinking about the next round and you're thinking, what did I do well? How, you know, am I going to be able to do this? But then you hear people cheering for you and waving your flag. It's such a great feeling. It makes you feel so proud that, yes, I'm Philippines. Yes, it's me.
You know, right.
It's a great feeling. I didn't expect there to be so many, though, so many Filipinos. Like, some people would come up to me before the pageant night and they'd say, hey, prepare yourself, okay, because there's going to be a lot of Filipinos during the final show. And then I was thinking, of course, because we love Miss Universe, but I didn't expect it to be that much. My manager, he always watches Miss Universe every year because he fields the girls, the Miss Philippines girls for Miss Universe. He said that this Miss Universe, the last show, it had the most Filipinos out of all the Miss Universe shows he's ever won.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is huge in the Philippines. I mean, we're talking about ticker tape parades and everything else, and you are now a national hero.
Wow.
You are.
You are, I'd say.
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Overwhelming.
Now, tell us, after everything has settled down about the announcement and all that, and now you settle in and you begin now your reign as Miss Universe for the next year, how has it been? What are the biggest surprises to this point about being Miss Universe?
Well, I always knew that there was going to be a busy schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not used to having paparazzi, though.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
A few days after I just moved in here in New York,
yeah,
I decided, you know, I'm going to go to the gym today. So I crossed the street. It's literally just across the street from where I live. So I crossed the street. I don't have any makeup on because I'm thinking I'm just going to go to the gym anyway. So I crossed the street. And then the next day, I see my photos in the newspaper of me crossing the street going to the gym without any makeup on. And I'm thinking, I didn't even see that guy. Where did he come from?
Oh, like, they're probably up in the trees or something,
wow.
You know?
Oh, my, yeah. So sometimes they catch me. I see photos of myself on Instagram or somebody will tag me or somebody will send it to me. Photos of me where I don't even remember seeing anybody take that photo.
Get used to
it. Yeah. The work doesn't really end during the pageant night. That's what I want people to know. It really is an everyday responsibility. They're not just looking for a pretty face. They're looking for a spokesperson because I've been doing so much interviews and they don't tell me what to say. They don't feed me with the information. They just guide me, but everything has to come from me.
Right.
I have to come up with the statements. I have to compose everything. And I'm thinking, oh, so they're really just not just looking for somebody who's physically beautiful, but they need somebody who can think and who can speak.
So what are you looking to bring attention to over the next year? You're an advocate for HIV and AIDS research, is that right?
That's one of the causes that I want to put some light into as I go through my year. Now that I'm Miss Universe, I'll be able to learn more about it on a more international scale,
mm-hmm.
because I know I kind of have an idea of the figures and how bad it is in the Philippines. It's a growing epidemic. But on an international scale, I'll be able to tap into that and also help a little bit back home. Also, another thing is the relief operations for places that are hit by natural disasters and calamities, because, again, it happens quite often back home. We're surrounded by a lot of water, and when I was with Miss Philippines, I used to do a lot of relief operations, repacking goods and going on site and distributing it myself, and I really enjoyed doing that. So I hope to continue that as Miss Universe. And the other thing is cyberbullying, which is quite new, but I find it very, when you do causes, you have to be interested in it, mm-hmm. and, you know, genuinely interested. So that's also one of the things that I want to talk about more as I go through my year.
And being Miss Universe, it gives you a wonderful platform and an opportunity to talk about these things and bring a lot of attention to them. Here's a question. Living in New York now, mm-hmm. you know, you're in with the city and you're feeling the pulse of the city and everything else. You already talked about you run across the street to go to the gym. When you go to Starbucks just to get yourself a latte, are you tempted to wear the crown?
I would wear it everywhere.
So that I can skip the line.
You know, hey, there you go.
There it is. I never thought of that.
I
was just thinking I would wear it just because I'm Miss Universe and I get to wear my crown.
Yeah, no, but I like that. You walk in, I got my crown, I'm Pia, I'm Miss Universe, I'm going to
there
the head.
There should be
of the
a
line.
Miss Universe line, like a section. Miss Universe, one person only.
It would only be one person.
Be Pia.
And it would be Pia. See? But no, you got to do that.
I have it. But I, you know what? I've tried. When, it's here in my room, in New York. So I sometimes I open the box just to peek if it's still there.
Just to look at it. Oh, it's still as beautiful as I remember.
Just look at it and check it. Yeah, oh yeah. Okay.
Make sure the cleaning staff didn't walk off with it. That's always good. So. Well, once again, she handled an awkward moment with incredible poise and grace. Miss Universe Pia Alonso Wurzbach, best of luck this year. And thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalecki.
I'm Christina Stoffel.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former pitcher has his number retired by both the Braves and the Cubs, and his stats are amazing. 18 gold gloves, 17 straight seasons of at least 15 wins, 4 Cy Youngs, and 355 career victories.
A 22nd pitcher in the history of baseball to collect 300 wins in a career.
So where is Greg Maddux now? Greg has competed several times in the Michael Jordan Celebrity Golf Invitational in Las Vegas since retiring. Since 2012, he's worked as a special assistant for the Texas Rangers, where his brother is the pitching coach. Greg held that same position for Team USA during the 2013 World Baseball Classic.
Obviously, like all retired guys, I got to check with my wife first to see if she'd let me, and she said okay, and I knew I was in.
Smart thinking, Greg. Always ask permission. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man. 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean...
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you make sure this year is better than last?
Think back over the past year. Write down the lessons you learned.
Now look at your list. Narrow it down to the top 5.
Then rewrite these 5 into action statements. For example, your original statement may have said, I didn't spend enough time with my family.
Your action statement might be, I will schedule 2 hours every week with my family.
While this is an admittedly simple example, it clearly illustrates how easy it is to turn lessons learned into exact actions. But there's still one more step.
Get it on your calendar so you follow through. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.